A big win. You get to 2-0, and you get a second straight road victory all in league play, and you led the entire way, and it seemed like every time Goodland would have a run, you guys were able to withstand that run pretty much the entire night.
Yeah, I was really proud of our team. I think, I feel like we're getting better. I think we're understanding, exactly what I want. Did we do that the whole game? No, but I will definitely take that right before Christmas break.
I think you had to be happy with how Lindy Rumford started out. She's been kind of off a little bit lately. She had 9 points on Friday night. She had 9 points in the first quarter, led you with 13, ended up with 16 in the game. And just a great start for her tonight. And it was Madison Chaplin also kind of stepping in and scoring as well. We saw Amber Lotta get some big points in the three quarters. And J.C. Rose, all of a sudden, a three-point shooting threat, back-to-back threes tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think all those girls are capable of scoring. And, it's not how much we score. It's just everyone's contributing. And, I really want to talk about Lindy. I mean, she could be a very big threat for us on the inside. And I just talked to the girls. We cannot be so predictable. And I was really happy with Lindy. I felt like she really mixed up some of her offensive moves on the inside. And she was rewarded for it.
You could tell tonight she had command of the paint there, really, from the word go there with that opening basket.
Yeah, I mean, I think she was pretty focused, and partially because we said we were going to keep track of how many post moves they actually used, so maybe that was in the back of her mind, but I don't really care. I was just happy that she played really well.
Well, you guys get the big victory here tonight, and it was a good win for your team there, and I thought your defense, I think you had to be pretty happy with it, really, for three out of the four quarters. I know fourth quarter kind of left the Weeder girl wide open, and she's a good player, and you could tell that she was a good player there. But three, four quarters, I think you had to be pretty happy with your defense.
Yeah, and I told the girls that, we have kind of a little different lineup there at the end, but, who do you think they're going to give the ball to? I mean, she's a very good player. We knew that before the game. We found that out even more during the game. And so we've got to adjust to that, and we need to understand the game is not over until the buzzer stops.
And So more importantly, you guys get to 4-2 in conference or overall. I think this is a big win for your team because you also get to 2-0 in conference play, and you sit there, remain undefeated, and always getting road wins is always a big thing for you guys, especially with the schedule that you have coming up after the Christmas break.
Yeah, exactly. With this team, I didn't really know what our record would be, and I probably would have been pretty happy with being 500, and being 4-2, that's just a bonus right there. And I know we still have a lot to work on, but I definitely think we have a lot of passion. We want to be competitive, and I think that really propels us to get a lot of wins.
Well, 4-2, I think you have to be pretty happy with that. Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here halftime of this boys game, and Lady Beavers winning it earlier tonight 58-46, and congratulations, a nice win, and we'll talk to you next year.
All right. Thanks, Adam.